Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name's Shino. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. And just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us here at Every Nation New Jersey. It's great to see family, be with family. I've started here 3 years ago, and now I'm over in our sister church in Manhattan. So this is always like home. And yes, I'm still part of the staff and the team. Today, we're going to, if you have a Bible, we're going to be in Genesis 22, and we're going to be in verses 3 through 14. And today I want to talk about miracles. Now, I know the last year and a half has been very difficult and tough for a lot of us. And I guarantee you there's been times that have come out of your mouth where you said, God, I need a miracle, whether it was during the social injustice times or political times or during COVID and this Delta variant and the economy just going up and down. I know there's moments where you just said, Lord, I need you to come through. And so you may have thrown words around like, no way, that's never going to happen, or that's crazy, or yeah, right, that's impossible. But you know what? The one thing that I've heard people say a lot is, God, if you don't show up, I'm not going to make it. And I'm here to tell you today, God is a miracle working God. He is a way maker, and he can get the situation done if we give it to him. But there's a principle to this. There's something that you and I have to keep doing, which is to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you today for your goodness. Lord, we pray that you meet us where we need to be met. And Lord, my prayer is that we will not limit you. We will not put you in a box and say what you can and can't do. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The definition of a miracle: a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Say divine agency. The miracle, for instance, of raising somebody from the grave, something that only God can do. Not too many people out there are raising people from the dead. But you know what? The thing is this. With God, God is supernatural, and we in our human state are natural. So when his super touches our natural, it turns into supernatural. And you have to remember, God is a God that parted the Red Sea. He's a God that raises people from the dead. He's the God that spoke the world into existence by the breath of his mouth. There's nothing God can't do, but you and I have to keep moving forward. And so here it is, the story of Abraham, Sarah. Some of you may know a little bit about that. Abraham, you know, his name was Abram, which means exalted father. Sarah, which means princess or lady princess. And eventually the names are going to change. And so you think about it. You go back to the very beginning, Abraham, you know, minding his own business, serving God at the best of he could, but it wasn't the true God, because he came from a family that believed in the moon god. The Chaldeans, they worshiped the moon god. And you know, a lot of things were taking place because back then they didn't have children. And if you didn't have children at a certain age, people would assume that you've been cursed by God. They were in their 70s, 75, 70 years old, some theologians believe. And it wasn't until in their 90s that they got the promise. So that's about a 20-year pass before they got the breakthrough. And, you know, God was telling them to get up and move. And here it is. Instead of moving, they should have been thinking about places like Florida or Arizona or Palm Springs to retire. But not our God. God doesn't care about age, doesn't care about gender. He doesn't care about anything. When he speaks, we got to obey. And so we got to keep moving forward. So here it is in Genesis 22, 3 through 14. We're going to go to the end and work our way back to the beginning. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to a place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there and worship and come to you again. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. Verse 9. when they came to the place which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, laid the wood on the order in order, and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand, took the knife to slaughter his son. But verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy, do anything to him. Now I know you fear God, see you have not withheld your only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up in a burnt place and a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, and here's our money line, the Lord will provide. And it is to this day on the mount that the Lord will provide. And so when you go back and you think about Abraham and where he started, I said earlier that he was in a land by his fathers. He was comfortable, but God spoke to him to get up and move, to leave. And God promised him something. God promised him this. He said this, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. The first thing about a miracle and about moving forward is that you got to have a promise. See, Abraham was comfortable. He was comfortable in where he was at. You know, he and his wife, you know, they're blessed. He was a businessman, and God spoke and said, get up and get out of your father's land and follow me. The one true God spoke, and Abraham obeyed. It says this in Genesis 18:13-14. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? You know, along the way, God spoke this word about having a child. And at the time, they were in their 70s, 75-ish. And they were, before they received the promise of Isaac, it was like a 20-year process for them to get this promise, to get the promised child, if you will. And so during this time, the angel of the Lord shows up. And he speaks to them about a child. And it says that Sarah laughed. Sarah laughed. And, you know, there's times where God will speak something to you or I, and we laugh. With that laugh, all it is a form of doubt. And all doubt is a wrestle with faith. But, you know, what I love about Sarah and Abraham, regardless of what was said or done, they still were obedient. And they got up and they went where they needed to go and began to do what they needed to do. And God said this. Why did she say, well, I really have a baby now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord for me? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. She will have a son. You know, I heard this story back in Nashville from a friend of mine about this flood that swept through Nashville a couple months ago. I don't know if you remember this, but they found the body cam of a police officer. And they were showing that this person on a 911 call, they were listening in, and the person calls in and says this. They said, hey, I'm hearing this, that a flood is on the way. I'm standing here in the middle of this parking lot. I'm not sure what to do. And the lady on the other end said this. She said, sir, you need to find something that's immovable and hold on to it, because when these waters come your way, if you don't hold on to something that's immovable, you're going to get swept away. And how many times do we need to find a promise from God? When God is speaking a word to us, that we need to hold on to a promise so that life doesn't sweep you and I away. So we need to find a promise from God, and we need to hold on. The Bible says this in Hebrews 6:18. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable, because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge and can have confidence and hold on to the hope that lies before us. God can't lie. When God speaks something to you or I, it's done. The question is, will you and I keep moving forward as though we already got the blessing, as though we already got the breakthrough? The Bible says this in Hebrews 10:23. We must hold on to God's promises that we have said we believed, and we must never let go. He has promised, and he will do it. He will do it. And so here it is. Abraham, Sarah promised a child, and they start their journey. Now, could you imagine in their mind, they're thinking, my name's Abram and her name's Sarai, which means exalted princess. But man, we need to get to that Abraham, and we need to get to the Sarah, which means father of multitude and princess of multitude. And so now we start this journey, and we're believing God for something great. We're believing God for the miracle and the breakthrough. The second point I want to make is, as you're waiting for your miracle, you got to be patient. And yes, patient in the silence of chaos. Because how many of you know when you're moving forward and you're going through it, there's a lot of chaotic things around you. There's voices, there's people, there's even circumstances that will try to move you away from what you're believing God for. And so 20 years elapsed before they got this child. Could you imagine waiting for something for 20 years? 20 years. But yet, you know, through the process, they were tempted. They got weak. They got fatigued and tired. The Bible says this in Isaiah 40:31, but those who trust or those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary, and they'll walk and not be faint. The key in the midst of moving forward and waiting on your miracle is that we have to be patient. We don't want to get ahead of God. I've seen so many people, including myself, get ahead of God. You know, I'll tell this story about when I was playing pro ball and I was getting a little frustrated. I had somebody working for me, which we call an agent. And I felt that that person wasn't doing their job. And I was got a word from God that God was going to open a door in an obscure place. And so I took it upon myself to make calls to these teams at the time, which were in Canada. So I called all the way from Calgary all the way to Montreal and in between trying to find out if somebody would take me to play for their team. Now, this is the catch. Back then, that's back when those cell phones looked like a big box and, you know, those bills were like $30 a minute. And I'm sitting there making all these calls, not realizing that I'm running up a big tab. But all I cared about was just trying to do it my way instead of letting God do it his way. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, I get a phone call from a place in Canada, which I didn't even know existed, Hamilton, Ontario. And all of a sudden they say, sir, would you like to come and play for us? I was like, absolutely. And so I get up and I run and I go and I get on this plane and I land in Hamilton, Ontario. I sign my first the contract with them and I start practicing. I play my first game and then my paycheck came. And you know what also came with my paycheck? My phone bill. And my phone bill was just as much as my paycheck. And you know what I'm trying to get is this, is that we have to be patient in the midst of waiting for our miracle. Because I couldn't even enjoy the blessing. I couldn't enjoy the blessing. And here, what I see is Abraham and Sarai get ahead of God and they try to do it their way. He ends up sleeping with her maidservant, Hagar. And what happens? They produce Ishmael. And what you and I don't want to do is we don't want to produce an Ishmael. We don't want to produce something because we've chosen to get ahead of God. See, we have to always remember this, is that the Holy Spirit is always at work. He's always at work. The Bible says that he never sleeps nor slumbers. He's always at work. And so many times we forget that and we try to take matters into our own hands and we end up producing an Ishmael instead of waiting for the blessing and the breakthrough or the Isaac. And so God is merciful, God is gracious, and God is kind. And if you're out there, maybe you did step out and created some chaos or you have something going on in your life because maybe you got ahead of God instead of waiting for the miracle, waiting for the breakthrough or waiting for God's best. You know, God is, it's okay because you can still keep moving forward just like they kept moving forward. And as they kept moving forward, the next thing I want to talk about is my third point is look for confirmation. Man, is this the direction? Is this where what God is? Psalms 119:105. It says this, the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The word, you know, God speaks three ways. He speaks through people, circumstances, and he also speaks through his word. And so sometimes, man, we just got to be looking. Am I heading in the right direction? We had a friend that was believing God to upgrade into their apartment in the city. And he was telling me the story how he kept calling and calling and calling to get this apartment. And they kept telling him it's not available. And every time that his name got on the list to get it, somebody else would get it. And so there was a little bit of discouragement. But one day he stepped out in faith and just wanted to see if it was available. And they said, you know what? It is. But hold on. Let me put you on hold. And as they were on hold on the phone between him and the management company, this song comes on, you know, those hold songs. And the song was, there will be miracles if you believe. And he's sitting there like, oh, no, what is God getting ready to do here? And sure enough, the lady calls back and says this, hey, we've watched how faithful you've been in your in this building and with your rent. And you've been here for almost 5 years. And so we want to go ahead and put your name down and we're going to give you this apartment. You know what? He was looking for confirmation. That confirmation came through a phone call, but he did it. God is always trying to show you and I that he's in the middle of the storm, that he's right there with you and I. And, you know, Sarah, as they're walking and looking, you know, they had to figure out, man, and we headed in the right direction. And you know what? They were. Because along the way, they got the breakthrough, and it was their son, Isaac. And, you know, my fourth point is this, is to be quick to obey and quick to celebrate. It says that in Genesis 22, he says that he got up. God spoke to him to go sacrifice his son, and he got up. We have to be quick to obey, but we also have to be quick to celebrate. God's speaking to you and I to do something, and maybe we're hesitant or we're afraid because it's too big or daring. But you know, God is always after the ability to glorify his name over you and our life. Deuteronomy 28:1 says this, if you fully obey, or if you hearken, which means to listen with the intent on doing, then you'll get blessed. Then all these blessings will come upon you. And you know, Abraham got up. He went and said, you know what, I'm not even going to think twice about this, because I believe that even if God takes my son, he has the ability to raise him from the dead. Faith. Do you have that type of faith? That even when you get the breakthrough and you get the miracle, are you able to lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I'm not here for the blessing. I'm here for the blesser. And so he does what he does. But God ends up saying, you know what, now I know that I can trust you. Because you were not willing, you were willing to give away your son, your only son. And from that point on, not only did he get blessed, but he became a blessing. That the lineage now was through Isaac, that the Messiah would come through Isaac. That's a powerful thing because of faith. And not only that, but what about Sarah? Sarah was able to be in the hall of faith. It says this, by faith, think about this, Sarah, even the one that laughed, the one that doubted, the one that said God couldn't do, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. The miracle's not just for you, but as people watch you and I go through what we go through, and they see us get the blessing and they see us get the breakthrough, they can always look and say, if God can do it for this person, surely he can do it for me. And we got to rejoice. We got to celebrate. So during this season of Thanksgiving, during this season of walking around and testifying and saying, man, look what my God has done. And you're saying, God, I need God to do a miracle. When you hear of somebody else doing a miracle, celebrate with them, because your moment's coming as well. Your time is coming as well. And so keep moving forward. Don't turn to the left or to the right or look back, but keep your eyes straight ahead on Jesus and keep moving forward, because God is with you and God is for you. And just like Abraham, regardless of how long it takes, I'm going to trust the word of God in my life. Thank you for joining us today. Let me pray for you. I know some of you behind this camera, behind this screen, you need a miracle. And I believe God can do that for you. Just like he's done it for me, he can do it for you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity to minister your word. Lord, there are people behind that screen that need rent paid, mortgages paid. They need car notes paid, tuition paid. Father, there are people that need to be healed. There are people that are believing for wayward children to come back to you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless them with their miracle. God, that you would do what only you can do. God, we bless you. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. Do this miracle and let them testify the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Continue to follow us on our Facebook and all of our social media outlets. And let's continue to trust God during the holiday season for our miracles. Be blessed.
Hey, what's up, Every Nation? PA here. I hope you are blessed by today's message. Listen, if you somehow got something out of our ministry time today, would you just take a moment to like us on our Facebook page? Or perhaps you're watching via YouTube. Would you consider subscribing to our YouTube channel? It's going to help us to spread the gospel around the world. And I want to remind you as well, if Every Nation New Jersey is your church, that you can remain faithful in your tithing and your giving. There's three ways that you can give. You can go to our website, encnj.org, and just hit the giving icon. Or you can give via PushPay. It's a texting application, and my family and I give this way. It's unbelievably convenient. You just need to text the letters ENCNJ to the number 77977. It's a great way to give. Or lastly, you can give via mail, and you can just mail here to our church address at 101 Gibraltar Drive, right here in Morris Plains, New Jersey. And as well, lastly, I want you to know we're here for you. And if you need ministry at all, you can be a part of our virtual Zoom ministry call. We do it after each Sunday service at 11 a.m. The number should be coming up on your screen right here. You can speak with a pastor, receive prayer or counseling, or maybe you just have questions about the church. We're here to serve you and to speak with you. And so listen, Every Nation, God loves you, and I think you're pretty great too. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, encnj.org.